News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 4:36 p.m. on a Friday afternoon. Boy, it's a beautiful day out there, too. Some of you guys are already in go-home mode. I know that you are. I mean, the clock may not say 5 o'clock, but you got the keys in the hand. Listen, I got to tell you, you may be thinking, all right, what am I doing for dinner tonight? Or here's the other idea, Saturday morning, just a kind of a lazy wake up and head somewhere else to get breakfast instead of dirtying up the dishes at the house. Ooh, Just Love Coffee Cafe. I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road out in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. A menu like you won't believe. Do they have coffee? Well, yeah, it's called Just Love Coffee Cafe. So you can imagine they've got all of the great, I mean, award-winning dry roast where they can grind the beans for you, make you a steaming cup of hot black coffee. That's what I like a lot of times, just you know, light roast, dark roast, medium roast, whatever you want. But their menu also, woohoo! Dinner tonight, maybe you want a sandwich, a wrap, a salad, something like that. Breakfast tomorrow morning. How about a Saturday morning where you come in the house and you get a womlet, which is eggs, sausage, cheddar cheese, onions, peppers, tomatoes, tater tots, all in a waffle iron, making that big old womlet, sprinkle it with black pepper. Yes, sir. Or you can have any number of other things to include waffles. They've got artisan waffles that are just kind of crazy cool, like the Flying Pig waffle, which is traditional waffle stuff with bacon, sausage, egg, served with your choice of sausage gravy or maple syrup, or the Berry Berry Blueberry waffle, or the not-so-plain Jane waffle that has whipped cream and strawberries and bananas. I can go on and on. They got cinnamon rolls. They got anyway, you get the picture. Might be a cool thing for a Saturday morning breakfast. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. You want to call in right now, folks? I got a few minutes. I'd love to hear your opinions on things. We've talked about a lot of stuff today. 866-494-9866. What are your thoughts on things that we've covered down on? We had talked about the march to the midterms. How do you feel about things? We talked about a walk in Biden's world. We covered a few topics there on the Copper and the Birdman / Yaffe segment today. On my segment in my monologue earlier today, I talked about hanging in there and finding your path forward when things don't look like they're going in a direction that you can even see the path. All that to say, you want to call in 866-494-9866. What are your thoughts? All right, so a lot of things are happening around the world. I'm still in number two of the Triple Dipper to finish out the show. I probably won't get to number three today, but number two, a walk in Biden's world. Well, I gave you an earful about what's happening in Ukraine. And right now in Ukraine, what's happening is Russians are getting it handed to them. I mean, it's like a good old-fashioned whooping. Now, that's not to say Ukraine is not suffering greatly. I mean, they're talking over 10,000 civilians, Ukrainian civilians, have been killed just in Mariupol alone. I don't know what the overall death toll is, but we're finding mass graves in places like Bucha, and the shelling has virtually, you know, obliterated Mariupol. And then the fight in the Donbass is believed to be ramping up and about to go big as Russia has now pulled its forces back from around Kyiv and moved them to the east to try and take the real fight to the eastern regions and set up their, I guess I would call their safe zones. They're trying to regroup, refit, rearm, but the Russians, though, are not fighting for their own livelihood. Their morale is way low. All anecdotal reports are indicating that the Russian forces are demoralized, depleted, and being told to do something that they can't figure out why they're having to do it, whereas the Ukrainians are fighting for their very existence on their home turf for their own homes. But what else is happening around the world? Here's a story off of 1945.com. 1945.com, a site that I go to occasionally, usually has some pretty good analysis on matters of foreign or military policy. They've got a story here that says, a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, what response would Americans support? So a recent poll was done by TIP, which I believe is the Institute for Public Policy. Recent poll was done by TIP showing, it says that, not surprisingly, most Americans are not interested in getting into a war in Asia. Go figure. I agree with that. I would say most Americans not interested in getting into a war, period. I mean, there's going to have to be something that says our national interest is threatened, with a clear definition of what the national interest is, before you're going to see public polling go in another direction. But right now, they're saying most Americans are not interested in getting into a war in Asia. It says in no group surveyed, the support for direct military support for Taiwan top 20%. All right, that's epic low. It says, but there's even less appetite to just do nothing. It said that, you know, literally no group surveyed more than 10% saying do nothing. What that basically means is, kind of like the Ukraine model, we don't, as a people, if this poll is accurate, and I think it probably is, we don't want to go to war in Taiwan, but we don't want to see China get a pass. That being said, that the general sense is that sanctions are where people want to see things go first. Not to say that we wouldn't also be willing to share in some of the economic pain. The TIP survey showed that if it meant going after China in a big way, such that it impacted the economics of the United States, that most Americans polled said 68% of Republicans and 75% of Democrats favored doing what it took to get to make China pay for any invasion of Taiwan on an economic scale. All right, there's that. Looking around the world, Iran right now, Times of Israel, dated April 11th. Times of Israel is saying that they don't see the Iran nuclear deal moving forward because they don't think the U.S. has the will to revive it. Now, it's an interesting story. I don't think the Times of Israel really wants to see that awful Iran nuclear deal that we had before. I mean, I can't decipher from which angle this agreement or this article is actually asking for the agreement to go. But what they are saying is they don't think the United States, that Washington, has the will to try and reach an agreement, which I find to be very interesting because the only reason why we're in it, again, is because of the Biden administration. So why they would say that, I don't know. But let me just point out something that's extremely troubling. The talks have been on pause now since March 11th. After Russia demanded guarantees that Western sanctions on Tehran would not impact it in its trade with Iran, because Russia is one of our negotiating mediators in the Iran nuclear deal. Someone explain that to me in a way that makes sense. Could someone please tell me why, first of all, that we are trying to negotiate with a hostile nation that constantly chants death to America, death to Israel, in such a way that would favor them? At the same time, we felt like it was a good idea to sit there and have Russia, who we are sanctioning for their warmongering efforts in Europe, as our number one mediator at the table. Does anybody have anything that explains that? I would love to hear it. You're welcome to call in and tell me. Right now, what I see that as being is a clear example of the confusion that comes out of the Biden administration, the mixed signals about how we care or do things on the world stage. Another story I've got right here coming out of ABC News dated April 13th. Chemical weapons use from Syrian war stokes Ukraine fears. I mentioned a while ago that there's a report. It's unconfirmed. It's just a report. It's one of those red flag reports that you cannot say you have corroborating evidence or a variety of intel sources from different components. You want HUMINT, that's human intelligence. You want SIGINT, that's signal intelligence. You want satellite imagery intelligence. You want to try and compile something that verifies this kind of thing. And we don't have that at this point. But officials are saying that there is a poisonous substance that was dropped in the besieged city of Mariupol. The claim could not be confirmed by independent sources. Ukrainian officials say it believes it was phosphorus munitions. And I would not have thought of a white phosphorus as being considered chemical warfare, but they're saying that whatever it is, it scarred the lungs of the people who breathed it. So who knows? But the chilling scenes, it says in the story from ABC News, of Syrian victims twitching and gasping for air after chlorine gas was dropped from helicopters. Yes, that did happen just in recent years. Are bringing back images of what could be happening in Ukraine. A lot of legal and moral taboos were shattered by the way that Russia did things in Syria and still doing things in Syria. And if they would do it there and then take the general, by the way, the general who was in charge of Syria, who was known as the Butcher of Syria, he is now in charge of all Ukrainian or Russian forces in Ukraine. The same general who oversaw the use of chemical warfare against the people in Syria is now in charge of Russian forces in Ukraine. What does that tell you? All right, there's that. What else have I got here in my stack? I went through, I got the whole thing. Not the least of which is the fact that North Korea, according to Wall Street Journal, dated April 12th. Wall Street Journal, North Korean missile tests, U.S. deploys a nuclear-powered warship to the region. Did you know that? I didn't know that till I studied up on this stuff, trying to get ready for today's segment. A U.S. nuclear-powered aircraft carrier has been sent to the waters between South Korea and Japan this week, a display of American naval firepower amid growing tensions over North Korea's missile tests. That's the USS Abraham Lincoln and its strike group. They're now located in international waters off South Korea's southeastern coast. It's the first time that a U.S. carrier group has been deployed to that region since November of 2017, so the first time in, what, 4.5 years. At a time when Washington and Pyongyang are trading war threats following a flurry of major weapon tests by the Kim Jong-un regime. Where were things with North Korea before Biden got elected? They were weird, but they were better. Let's put it that way. Now the flurry of missile tests is changing the dynamic, and the rattling of sabers is happening again on the Korean Peninsula. And we just put the USS Abraham Lincoln and its strike group into the waters in and around. All right, Copper, move us to the last break of the week. We'll come right back from this, wrap up the show. I got time for one or two calls if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is tearing it up right now. They are doing what they do in and around the Huntsville, Madison, surrounding areas, and they're doing it quite well to help you with any and all things related to servicing your HVAC systems, gas or electric, it does not matter. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is a locally owned, veteran-owned business right here in our area who will come out 6 days a week, 6 days a week, to take care of your systems. And right now they got a special, by the way, $69. They will service every unit for $69 each. And if something goes wrong with that unit in the next year, 10% off of the cost of repairs. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Check them out, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's with a V. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Hey, I got a caller on line three. Let me grab that real quick. Line three, Derek from Huntsville. Hey, Derek, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Phil, doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, just thinking real quick. With this whole 15% ethanol gas coming down the pipeline here in the summer, is this a slow way for them to push us? I mean, is it going to last in our cars? Is it going to slowly deteriorate them so then therefore we're going to have to get onto the electric?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that fully in terms of whether or not ethanol is harder on engines. I do know this. It creates quite the stir in the farming market when you see, you know, farm to market is already, you know, the cost of produce is going up. Corn is important for just, you know, eating, for nothing else. And now they're going to divert more of that because he refuses to drill for what we already have. So I think there's a weird dichotomy there. When you've got oil assets available, he refuses to drill. So he takes corn out of the grocery store to up the amount of ethanol in our gas tanks. I don't see it. It's like there's a complete disconnect. He's so determined that he's not going to go for the oil production. Your thoughts? What are you thinking on it?
Yeah, it was just a random thought. Just wanted to pick your brain. But go love the show, Right Side Ruffian, and have a good weekend.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. All right, folks, listen, I got to tell you, this is Easter weekend. And I realize not everybody in this audience may be a Christian or desiring to celebrate the Easter weekend. I will tell you, though, that I do. And I believe that if you look at it right now, you'll recognize that regardless of what you choose to believe about Jesus, that he did change the world, because most things tend to march around the fact that he existed. Historically speaking, he existed. Historically speaking, he was here. Greek and Roman texts support the fact that he was here. You have to decide what you want to do about that. But he was here. And the Christian faith believes that on the third day he did rise after being crucified. And I'm going to tell you right now, that knowledge changed my life completely. And I want to encourage you, Easter weekend, it's a celebration not just for those who are Christians. It's a celebration for the fact that one man came, walked among us, sacrificed himself for the greater good, and we can have salvation through him, and that's what I believe. That's what I believe. And so I want to encourage you going into this weekend, if this is not your faith, I understand that. It is mine, but do recognize that he did exist, and you have to decide what you're going to do about that. Do you believe that he was the Lord of all creation? Is he the Son of the Most High God? If you don't believe that, that is your choice. But the beauty of it is, it's left to be your choice. There's no dogma that mandates that you have to believe, because the relationship of God to man is what matters. And what he wants is for you to have the free will to make the choice to accept him. But I will say this, nonetheless, regardless of what you've chosen to believe, you cannot deny that he existed. And so you have to determine in your own mind, what do I believe about the fact that he was here? What do I want to do with that? Me and my family, we choose to believe. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so with that, I'd say happy Easter. Y'all have a great weekend. Regardless of your faith, Copper and I wish you the best of all weekends. And so that being said, coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here on Mondays. Have a good one. We'll see you then.